Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're celebrating the octave of Easter. The octave of Easter is 8 days of solemnity, the highest form of celebration. We're celebrating it because really this is the peak of the church year. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the new humanity that's born in him, the new creation that cannot be taken away, cannot be shaken, God's kingdom plan unfolding in the body of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And now Jesus, with total delight, loves to share everything that belongs to him with those who bear the image of God the Father, human beings. Jesus desires that everybody come to salvation. Not everybody probably will come to salvation, but this is Jesus's desire. His desire is to share with us what belongs to him. And so the most important thing about our faith that I think that I'm really praying for in my own life, my family, my children, and for all of you, that each and every one of us, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, in this octave of Easter especially, but also just this celebration all the way to Pentecost, reality of ascension, which we'll be celebrating down the road here in 30-some days, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and all the realities that Jesus has accomplished for us. He gives us what actually belongs to him. He not only rises from the dead on our behalf after disarming the principalities and powers on the cross and through the shedding of his blood, just brought down the regime of demonic power, completely disarmed it. But he gives us what he now possesses. Jesus is all about bringing human beings from death to life, bringing us from slavery to sin into the fullness of the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, a people with no hope, no destiny, now have the highest destiny imaginable, a participation in the glory of God forever, a life we only get glimpses of, we hear about as we read the apostles and the teaching of Jesus itself. We can imagine it. The saints have stories to tell and glimpses that they've been given of glory in heaven. But we have the down payment, as we said yesterday, from the preaching of Peter, who's celebrating the reality of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and what it means for each and every one of us at a profound transformational level. He's filled with hope. He's filled with great confidence, a confidence in trust. He can see our destiny in the risen humanity of Jesus. And I just ask today, Holy Spirit, please help us in the name of Jesus. Mother Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us that this season of celebration would lead to more profound transformation and a big increase in faith, hope, and love in each and every one of us. Faith that really embraces and trusts and abandons our entire person to the truth about what Jesus taught us and what he's accomplished for us. And the living hope that Peter and the apostles speak about and celebrate, they lived with a confidence and a trust that animated their souls, helped them overcome fear, discouragement. They battled with that in different ways going forward in their life, but hope triumphed in them. And this is what the Lord wants for us. I'm continuing to ask you, Lord, that you would allow a great grace to come upon your people, that it would awaken us so that we can be a light and we can be set free from all the bondages of the world, all the ways in which the devil can tie us down or cast his shadow over us or to project lies toward our minds and hearts and rob us of our full inheritance that Peter's celebrating there in 1 Peter, an inheritance that he knows is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Everything in this world will perish. The fallen world is defiled by sin, and it'll never pass away. Imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Every human being, on our own power and our own strength, we perish. Everything perishes, ultimately. But not the new humanity, not the new creation. And again, the new creation is not just a concept. It's not just an idea or a theological thought. It's in a person. It's in Jesus. And faith opens up the mind and heart to believe, to receive, to welcome, to walk in, to trust that this is a reality in my life. And again, we need to grab hold of the saints, follow them, imitate them as they imitate Christ, because they went to the depths. They went deeper and deeper and deeper, and there's so much more. And they went for the more fullness of life in the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the confidence in God and God's purpose and plan. Freedom, moving into ever deeper depths of freedom as children of God. They came out of condemnation. They came out of fear that gripped them, and they came into freedom. They received the forgiveness that Jesus has won for them and gave to them through his blood on the cross. And that's where we're all going. There's so much more in this life we can possess if we just keep turning our hearts. We keep saying yes to Jesus. We keep asking for the more, because he loves to give the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the more. Deeper depths, deeper life in the Holy Spirit, deeper immersion, plunging more fully into our baptism. You know, you can tell many people who have been baptized or even confirmed are at a minimalist level. St. John Paul II used to say that we're being crippled in many ways in the church by a Christian minimalism. We're not going for the whole thing. We're not expecting more. We're not saying yes to more and pursuing it. But people are settling for a minimalistic Christianity, which does not produce what we see in the lives of the saints. They went for the max. And let's begin to cry out in our own prayers, Lord, we want to go for the maximum of what you desire for us in this life. Lord, help us to put aside the millions of distractions that are around us and the way the world wants to cling to us and distract us. Help us make an assessment to see clearly where the gold is, where the treasure is, and then value it for what it's worth. To celebrate it and stop valuing things that pass away at such a level, you know, far beyond what their true value is. That's where we get duped in so many ways, brothers and sisters. And so the key for us is to continue to pray daily, read the Word of God, frequent the sacraments, fellowship with God's people, engage in the mission, get before the Blessed Sacrament, and let the Holy Spirit, let the Lord speak to your heart and say, Lord, I'm here for the more, for desiring transformation in my mind and heart, deeper engagement on the personal mission that you've placed on my life. I don't want to live directionless. I don't want to live in a sort of minimalistic Christianity. I want to live in the fullness of what you have for me, Lord, the way the apostles did. One of the readings we have this season is Luke's account in chapter 24 of his appearance to the apostles after the resurrection. Verse 36, it begins, says, as they were saying this, the apostles were gathered together. Jesus himself stood among them, and he said to them, peace to you. But they were startled and frightened and supposed that they saw a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? Why are questions rising in your heart? In some ways, I'm sympathetic with the apostles because, I mean, Jesus walks through doorways that aren't doors that aren't open. He has a dimension of glory present already, but he's embodied, and it's shocking and it's confusing. And he says, see my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. So the wounds give testimony to the reality that this is the Christ. This is Jesus. For a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see it that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, I mean, is this? You know, you could see it percolating in them and beginning to be awakened in them. And the wonder, that's a great word. It's a great word for the octave of Easter and to have wonder in our lives. Not only the wonder of what God has accomplished, but the wonder that he is unfolding in your life, in the life of those who believe. You can honestly say, I don't care how bored you think your life is, boring you think your life is, how limited it is, how it's not maybe what you want to be. If you're baptized into Christ, confirmed in walking in the faith, you are a wonder. I mean, the kind of wonder that angels are amazed by, because they can see in the spiritual realm the grace that you've been given, what Christ has accomplished in us, and the unfolding of the new creation in our lives, how the kingdom has come to us. Remember, Jesus said, his preaching, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God has come. Repent. I'm bringing a whole new reality. I'm bringing my Father's life. I'm bringing the authority of my Father. I'm bringing the freedom and glory that belongs to him and has belonged to us from all eternity. I'm bringing a whole new order, the reign of God. Repent and believe. So now our repentance bears fruit because our repentance leads to baptism, which leads to new life and glory in Jesus. And while they still disbelieved with joy and wondered, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it before them. I just want to read here from the Ignatius Study Bible. The comment on this said, "Jesus' risen body is truly physical, but no longer earthly, since his humanity is now incorruptible and endowed with spiritual qualities. He forever reigns in a human body, but one that can pass through locked doors, vanish at will, and is no longer subject to the limitations of time, space, and laws of nature." That's well said. Very helpful. It's a glorified body. And this is where our lives are headed. Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? This is the new reality that of the kingdom that is alive in a person in Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 44 goes on, "Then he said to them, 'These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures." Isn't that interesting? He spent 3 years with them, teaching them. But they needed his grace as we do, which is the Holy Spirit, to understand this word of God that's written by God, the author. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead." Many didn't fully understand that the Messiah would have to suffer and die and rise. And it goes on to verse 47, "And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations." Here's the mission of the church. Jesus is saying he accomplished what Scripture said the Messiah would do. For what? That repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. This is why evangelization is at the very heart of the church's entire mission. Beginning from Jerusalem, he said, "You're my witnesses to these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you." The promise is the Holy Spirit. "But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Clothed with power. Jesus is talking about those who already began to experience his presence, his glory, the presence of the Holy Spirit in a new way, but not in his fullness and in the power that he intends to pour out so they can fulfill the mission to preach and bear witness to what they saw in Christ. We'll touch on that tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.